What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I just recently went to KFC again the other day. I hadn't been there for a few years, and after going back, it reminded me of one of the scariest moments I had as a kid. I'm an adult now, and this took place probably about 20 years ago. I was maybe like 7 or 8, and my family would occasionally get KFC for dinner. It was one of my favorite things that we would get, and I always looked forward to it. Usually, my dad would go and pick it up from the restaurant and bring it home, and then we'd have it in our dining room.
You know what? It sucks to be bored, but when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
One night, I decided to go with my dad for some reason. I'm not really sure why, but it was a Saturday night, and it must have been either the fall or the spring, because I remember that it was sort of cold out, and it was already almost dark at about 6:30 p.m. We went inside, and my dad got in line to order. There was like one person ahead of us who was currently ordering, and as I waited, I began to kind of wander off around the restaurant. I remember that nobody else was sitting down and eating throughout the entire place. I got bored easy and was kind of in my own world, just walking around, looking at what I saw. I noticed that the person who had been ordering in front of my dad left, and my dad was now up to order. I was just looking around the place, and was near the back corner where there was another door. I was looking out the window when I heard the main door in front of the KFC open. I saw a man walk inside, and he went up to my dad as if he was starting to talk to him. Then, the back door that was near me opened. I saw a grown woman walk in. She sort of looked around, and then at me and smiled. She then extended her hand to me to shake it and said hi. I was sort of confused by this, but I shook her hand and then said hi back to her. But in shaking my hand, she didn't let go. She grabbed my wrist and started walking backwards to the door, only about 5 feet away. I was surprised by this, and before I knew it, we were outside. I didn't say anything and was just really confused at first. I remember the woman said something like she just wanted to show me something really quick. She led me right around the corner of the building to a van. It looked older and beat up, and the door was already open. She then put her other arm around me and kind of lifted me into the van without telling me to go inside or anything. At the same time, I saw a man come jogging from the other side of the building. When he got closer, I recognized him to be the same man that had started talking to my dad. He helped the woman get me inside the van, and they slammed the door shut. The man then sprinted around to the driver's door. Around the same time, though, I started to see another guy running around the corner of the building where we were. It was my dad. He was sprinting towards us, and I heard the woman who was in the back seat next to me, still holding onto my wrist, start to scream. She was yelling go to the man, but the man driving then turned and said no, let him out. My dad reached the van and stood in front of it. I could hear him yelling. The woman ended up opening my door and then shoving me outside. My dad came around and grabbed me as they sped away. I remember my dad pointing out that the van didn't have any license plates on it when they drove off. We then went back inside after that, and my dad called the police and then began yelling at the people working at KFC. Obviously, it wasn't their fault, but he was just angry. The whole time, I didn't really know what to do. I just never expected anything like that to happen. After the police arrived at the KFC, I talked to a few officers and told them everything that happened, including describing the man and woman and their vehicle. Eventually, I was able to go home. We didn't go to that particular KFC for a long time after that. Last year, I went to the KFC drive-thru one night. I was driving home after doing some shopping, and I don't remember the exact time, but it was maybe like 9 p.m. or so. I was craving a chicken sandwich from KFC, so when I saw one close to the stores I had been at, I stopped at it. I went in the drive-thru to order faster, but when I arrived at the menu and rolled my window down, I didn't hear anything at the other end. I waited for about a minute and looked around. The lights were still on, so it looked like they might still be open. However, nobody was saying anything. I asked if anybody was there, but still didn't get a response. I noticed headlights approaching behind me and saw a larger-looking truck pulling into the drive-thru behind me. I decided to look online to see if they were actually open or not. I took out my phone, and for a minute I was looking to find the KFC when I heard the truck behind me honk. I looked and couldn't see who was in the truck due to the bright headlights, but I figured the guy wanted me to hurry up. As I was on my phone, I heard a door open and shut behind me. The next thing I knew, I saw a man approaching my driver's window. I rolled it down, and the guy was angry right away. He had longer hair and a beard, and was yelling at me to hurry up and said I was wasting his time. I told the man that they were closed, and nobody had answered the intercom. The man didn't seem to understand me, though, and kept going on about how I was wasting everybody's time and how mad he was. He began yelling at me in a threatening way, and it seemed as though he was likely drunk or high or on some sort of drugs. He really wasn't making a whole lot of sense, and I decided to just tell the man that I was sorry and that I was going to leave. I didn't know what he was capable of, and the man then cursed at me and started returning to his truck. I was happy he was gone, and I began to drive away. I figured he could find out for himself that the place was closed and nobody would answer him. But when I drove off, he began following me. He was honking and revving his engine as he drove extremely close to my car. I was concerned, because if the man was on drugs, he certainly shouldn't be operating a vehicle. He also was driving a big truck that was much larger than my little car. I drove out onto the road, and he followed. I was hoping he would pass me, and a short time after we got past the businesses to a more rural area, he did begin to pass me. But when the man's truck got about even with my car, I saw him roll down his window and start yelling at me again. He then veered his truck towards my car and was starting to run me off the road. I slammed on my brakes and stopped, and the truck kept going and ended up crashing into the ditch. I stopped there on the side of the road and saw the man exit the vehicle and began running towards mine. I sped away after that, and I called the police and reported the whole incident. Looking back, I'm glad the man went into the ditch because he could have caused a serious accident or got somebody hurt. I'm not sure what his problem was or why he was acting that way. I work at KFC. I've been working with the company for about a year now, and this has got to be the scariest thing that's ever happened while working there, let alone my entire lifetime. I was working the late shift on a Thursday night. It was about 9 p.m. I'd been helping my manager on drive-thru with packing orders as we were getting a little bit of a rush in the drive-thru. There hadn't been anybody in the lobby for a while, and no one had come inside for the last hour. As I had finished making a famous bowl and passed it along to my manager to give to the drive-thru cashier, I heard the door to the restaurant open and it made the noise that it always did when someone was coming in. I walked over to the front counter to greet whoever was there, but I saw no one at first. I turned around and went for a couple of seconds when suddenly I heard a voice call out to me. There was a girl now standing there who hadn't been there a few seconds before, and I had only turned my back for a very short time. I actually thought the girl was very pretty. She was my type and everything. I asked how I could help her, and she ordered a two-piece with mac and cheese and a drink. She told me that she found me pretty cute, which I was actually kind of taken aback by it. She even told me that I looked good in the red uniform shirt. I laughed while blushing, but I couldn't directly say that I thought she was beautiful, as I had to remain professional. I went to go pack her order, and when I was done packing, I brought it to the front counter and called out to her to tell her order was ready. I waited for a minute and got no response. I called out to her again, but still nothing. I thought maybe she went to go sit at a booth that was a little far back from the kitchen, but when I went there, however, she was nowhere to be seen. I was very confused, but I thought maybe she had just gone to the bathroom or something, so I went back to doing my work. Eventually, about an hour passed. It was time to lock the door to the lobby. I did, and then realized the girl who had walked in there. I looked back at the table, and the food was just sitting in the same place I had left it. I couldn't believe it. I went to knock on the girl's bathroom, as maybe something bad had happened to her, and I was quite worried. Eventually, after a few knocks and calling out a few times, I had gotten no response. I decided to open the door, and when I did, it clearly looked like nobody had been in there the entire time. I then attempted the men's restroom, which she could have gone in as well, but I got the same results. There was absolutely no one in there. I was in complete shock. How was this possible? The pack line wasn't too far from the front counter, and I could hear the entire time someone had come in there. From the time that the girl had come in there to now, I hadn't heard the door open or close once, and no customers had come in after that. I was very creeped out. I didn't know how she could have left, but I had about 2 hours of my shift left. I didn't tell my manager or anyone else what had happened in fear of getting accused of lying. I cleaned the entire lobby, cleaned the front counter area, and whatever other small tasks I had to do before leaving. I usually walk to and from the KFC, as I don't live very far, and it's about a 20-minute walk. I said goodbye to my coworkers for the night and began walking home. About 10 minutes into my walk, I had gotten this overwhelming feeling that I was being watched. I turned back, and my jaw dropped. Standing about 500 feet down the road was the same girl that had been in the KFC. I backed up and turned my head for a second, but when I looked back, she was gone, like she vanished into thin air. I was so scared that I ran the rest of the way home. Once I got to my door, I unlocked it as quick as I could and rushed inside. This was by far the scariest thing that ever happened to me working at KFC and in my life in general. This was only about 3 weeks ago, so it's still very fresh in my mind. I told one of my managers what had happened, and when I described what the girl looks like, and she was in complete shock. She said it sounded like I was describing Kaylee, an employee that I had heard of before. She had passed away a few months before I started working there. I couldn't believe what I was hearing at the same time, and it made me pretty emotional. During a time when I was done with college and wasn't able to find a job right away, I took a job at a 7-Eleven because I needed money. I worked mostly late night and overnight shifts. What I liked about this was that there wasn't many people that came in, and I would have a lot of free time by myself.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
To play on my phone or listen to podcasts. I was always a night owl, but I didn't really like staying up all night when I would have to work those hours. Anyways, I'd been working there for maybe about 2 months, and one night I was working by myself very late. It was probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, but I don't remember the exact time. The location that our 7-Eleven is at is on a road just off the highway, and we're really busy during the day, but not so much at night. We got several customers early on, and for the first few hours, I had quite a bit to do, actually. But now, we would get only like one person every 20 minutes or so, and I started to get bored. I noticed in the back corner of the store where we had the soda machine and icy machines, there was a spill on the floor. Seeing as though we didn't have any customers, I decided to go over and mop it up. I left the counter and walked over to the back near the bathrooms where we kept the mop, then over to the corner where the spill was. I saw the spill, looked like Coca-Cola. Thankfully, the floor hadn't gotten all gross and sticky yet, and the mop was working well. As I was mopping, I suddenly heard the sound of the front door opening and somebody walk inside. Realizing I wasn't at my counter, I rested the mop against the wall and looked over to see who had entered our store. Where I was, you couldn't see the front door, and whoever was in the front door couldn't see me either. I could, however, just see the front counter. I saw somebody standing at the front counter with their back to me. They seemed to be looking around as though they were looking for someone who worked there. Realizing I needed to go back there, I took a couple of steps over to them, and as I did, I noticed them turn and their head went to the side. They hadn't noticed me, but I did see them looking to the side, revealing that they were wearing some sort of mask. It appeared to be a really creepy-looking clown mask. I then noticed that he was wearing a dark blue jacket, and his right hand was in his pocket. Immediately, I got a bad feeling, as if he was up to no good, and possibly looking to rob the place. I froze in place, telling myself to stop being scared for no reason, and to just go. I thought, what are the odds he's trying to rob the store? It had never happened before. But as I was standing there, I watched the man then go around and behind the counter himself. As a pure reaction to this, I jumped behind the nearest aisle and hid. I could hear the man messing with stuff behind the counter, and it sounded like he was going through the cash register. I figured he was in fact robbing the place, and as I was hiding back there, I decided to call the police. I got up my phone and dialed, but as soon as I heard the 911 operator answer the phone, I suddenly heard the man go quiet from whatever he was doing and say something. Out of fear, I quickly hung up the phone and held my breath. I heard the man shout from behind the counter asking who was inside and to come out now. He spoke in a loud and demanding tone. I wasn't going to, though. I was way too scared to move. At this point, I just wanted to get out of there. I knew our store was being robbed, but they didn't pay me enough to try to stop this guy. I just wanted to call the police again, but obviously the man could hear me if I did. I heard his footsteps moving out from behind the counter and get a little bit closer to me. But then they stopped, and I didn't hear anything. I was not moving a muscle, and I was being as quiet as I possibly could be. Then, I heard the door to the building open and shut. I guessed that the guy was leaving, because I didn't hear anything else for about a minute after that. Finally, I got up and slowly took a few steps out. I still heard nothing and knew this had to mean that the guy was gone. I walked over to the counter to examine what exactly the man had done and how much he had took. When I got there, though, I passed by the front of the counter where I could see clearly outside. I saw that the man was standing right in front of the door looking inside with his creepy clown mask still on. I jumped back when I saw this and the man started to walk inside. I ran back towards the end of the store where I had hid before, and I heard the man come in and shout at me to come out and stop hiding like a baby. His footsteps were fast approaching mine, and I knew I probably wouldn't be able to hide from him this time. I was ducking down and quietly moving through aisles to try to hide from the man. This continued for probably a minute, and I knew I couldn't keep this up for much longer. I could hear where the man was, but suddenly, I heard the man yell a curse word and then run back to the front and leave the building again. I was confused, but this time decided to stay hiding. Out of curiosity, though, I took a quick peek outside. This time, I saw a police car in the parking lot, and it turned its flashing lights on as I saw another car starting to drive away. I stayed hidden until I saw the police stopping the man, and I knew it was safe. I guess my call to the police had gone through, even though I hadn't been able to speak with them. Luckily, the man was caught, and after this night, I decided I didn't want to work overnights again. I still worked there for another few months, even working late shifts, but didn't have to work by myself again. This happened roughly 4 years ago. At the time, my friend Brandon took a trip out of town, and I had made the agreement to pick him up from the airport when he returned. I had drove him to the airport after all, and we were good friends, going all the way back to high school. When I got to the airport, his flight had gotten delayed by an hour, and it ended up being a pretty late night. Eventually, he finally did arrive, and I gave him a ride home. I wouldn't do this for probably any other person than Brandon. Plus, he paid me some cash, so it wasn't too bad. When I dropped him off at his place, I started driving back to mine, but quickly saw how I was low on gas. I pulled into the next gas station on the side of the road, which was a 7-Eleven. My experience at 7-Elevens were always good, In fact, it was my favorite gas station and convenience store. I stopped at the pump and prepaid. As I was filling my car's tank with gas, I realized that I really had to use the restroom. So when I was done fueling, I walked into the store. As I walked inside, things seemed quiet. After all, no other cars had been at the pumps, and I barely saw someone working behind the counter. I walked straight towards the back corner of the store where they had the small bathroom. I did my business and began washing my hands. I wasn't even in the bathroom for more than probably 30 seconds total. Suddenly, all the power in the store went out, and things were pitch black. This was really strange because it hadn't been raining or storming or anything like that. I finished washing my hands and reached into my pocket to pull out my phone. But when I did, my phone wasn't there. I quickly realized that my phone had to still be in my car. It must have fallen out of my pocket, which is something that happened quite a bit. I really couldn't see anything at all, so I felt my way over to the door and left the bathroom. Once outside, into the 7-Eleven, everything was still dark, except now I could just see a tiny bit more from the windows on the far end of the store. Everything was silent. I began trying to walk to the front of the store without hitting anything. As I was slowly walking, I heard footsteps from the next aisle over, about 20 feet away. I said out loud something about the power being out, trying to make conversation with the person. But whoever was there didn't say anything back to me.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend, because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I already felt a little creeped out from being in the dark late at night, but now with a person in there who wasn't talking to me just made it a little weirder. I kept moving and eventually found the front counter. I looked over it and could see a little bit over due to the moonlight shining through the window next to it. It appeared as though nobody was behind the counter at all. In fact, I said hi and didn't get a response. After this, I went back and started towards the front door. I could actually see it and went a couple of steps over to it when suddenly I felt somebody grab my right arm and yank me back. I fell to the ground after losing my balance. Then, I felt myself start to be dragged backwards. It was terrifying, and I was desperate. I rolled over a little, and then swung my body around, and as I did, kicked as hard as I could to whoever had me. I definitely hit them, because I felt solid contact, but again, couldn't see anything. I was let free momentarily, and got up to run outside. Due to it being so dark, though, I ran into some type of display that they had at the front of the store. I heard whoever was running behind me close in, and they reached me once again. My arm was grabbed once more, but this time, I didn't allow it to pull me back or down to the ground. I kicked backwards and felt myself hit whoever's leg was there. I heard a man's voice yell a little bit, and this time, I was able to get away again and make it all the way outside the door. I got out and ran to my car, seeing all the lights outside to the gas station were off as well. When I finally made it back to my car, I didn't see the man exit the store. I still got inside as fast as I could, though, locked my door, and started my engine. As I began to drive away, I felt somebody grab my back passenger side door handle and try to open it, and then heard a loud bang against my back door. This caused me to hit the gas even harder than I already was, and I sped away from there. I was able to make it back home all right, but I was pretty shook up for the rest of the day. I haven't gone back to that 7-Eleven since then, but I have drove by it several times. I always wonder what exactly was going on inside there. This happened back when I was like 16 and in high school. At the time, my older sister had just graduated high school and had been accepted into several different colleges. We lived up north, and she was looking to go to a school in the south. Because of this, my parents, sister, and me all made a road trip down south to visit schools. We saw several schools the first few days, and we're going to visit the University of Oklahoma the next day. I remember that it was a late night of driving, and we had been up for quite a while. We were maybe an hour or two away from our hotel, when I heard my dad say we were almost out of gas. We had an SUV, and at this moment, my parents were in the front seat, my sister was sleeping in the middle row, and I was in the back row seats. My dad pulled off the busy road and onto a quieter one. As we drove down the road into a seemingly small town, I remember just thinking that the town seemed sketchy. Maybe it was because it was really late at night, or maybe it was because of how everything seemed a little old and run down, but I just felt a little bit creeped out. We pulled into the gas station, and as we did, my dad looked to see if anybody else was awake. I saw that my mom was sleeping as well, and my dad asked me to run inside the 7-Eleven we were now at and get him a coffee. I said sure, and left the car and walked up to the store. As I was walking there, it was very quiet, and just two other cars were in the parking lot. I entered the 7-Eleven and went to where I guessed the coffee would be. Walking inside, everything was eerily quiet. I was able to find the coffee and made a cup for my dad. As I was finishing up, I heard footsteps coming near me. I looked over and saw a man coming around the corner of one of the aisles, walking slowly towards me. The man was short and wore sunglasses, a black jacket, and I could see he had a longer beard. He was looking right at me as he was walking. I thought maybe he wanted to get a coffee and I was in his way, so I started walking in another direction. When I did, I noticed the man stop near the coffee, but he didn't take any. Instead, he seemed to just stare at me, not taking his eyes off me wherever I was. I was hungry myself and thought the guy was just a little weird, but that's all. I tried to shake my feeling of being creeped out and went down to the snack aisle to see what they had. But not long after this, I was looking at some licorice and I heard some noise at the end of the aisle. I saw the man once again just standing there, leaning into the aisle and staring at me. I decided at this point that the man was a complete creep and I grabbed a snack and headed towards the counter. I wanted to just get out of there. I checked out, buying a snack, some water, and my dad's coffee. As I was paying, I casually turned around and saw the same guy staring at me again. It didn't surprise me, and once I had checked out, I quickly walked out of the 7-Eleven and back to our SUV at the other side of the parking lot. When I got there, I saw my dad had finished getting gas and was sitting in the front seat of the SUV looking at his phone. When I had almost reached our car, I looked behind us. There was a bit of grass next to the parking lot to the 7-Eleven. And I saw some random guy, also wearing sunglasses oddly, walking towards us. I then looked over to the 7-Eleven and saw the guy that had been watching me walking past one of the cars in the parking lot, going straight for ours. I quickly got inside our car, handed my dad his coffee, and then carefully went to my spot in the back seat without waking up my sister. Now that I was in the back seat, I felt safer, but saw that my dad was still on his phone, not really paying attention to what was going on outside. He didn't seem to be in a quick hurry to leave, and I looked out the windows and now saw two more random guys in sunglasses walking towards us. The same guy from the gas station was there as well, and he was now just about 20 feet away. There was four people all walking towards us, and I now yelled to my dad to leave because there were people coming to us. My dad looked around, confused. Luckily, our engine was already running, and once my dad realized what was going on, he saw it just in time when the men had almost reached us. My dad sped out of there and back onto the road, and quickly made it back onto the freeway where we had been before. I have no idea who those guys were or what they wanted, but they sure were suspicious. I'm glad we got away before they reached us.
Our official merch store is finally here. If you want to support more of our channel, check out our merch shop.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The link is in the description down below. See you on the next video.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.